Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And that sound means it's VCU game day. I'm Jordan Bondurant, filling in for Gary Hess today. I'm joined now by Robbie Robinson, the voice of the VCU Rams. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Jordan. We're in St. Louis, right here in the city of the Mississippi River and the Arch. So excited about our game tonight that we play at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It's a Central Standard Time city, but we got the St. Louis Billikens here tonight.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Obviously, VCU coming off of a hard-fought game against Dayton. Before we get to St. Louis, what did VCU learn about themselves in a game against Dayton, obviously the number five team ranked in the country?
Well, that's a good question, Jordan. I think that the Rams learned that if they play with intensity and poise and execute the game plan that's laid out for them for Coach Rhodes, which he's been talking about a lot this year, they can compete with anybody in the country. And when I say anybody in the country, I mean it. I mean, Dayton is not a fluke at number five in America. I mean, they are a phenomenal team. I think our fans got to see it up close on Tuesday night in that tough loss, but they also got to see our team really go toe-to-toe and give Dayton probably their toughest test in the league all season long. And it was a two-point game down the stretch, and the Rams had it to a one-possession game inside 2 minutes. But in the end, it was just a little bit too much Dayton, and Rams missed a couple free throws I'm sure they'd love to have back. So the biggest answer to that question, Jordan, is I think they learned that if their mind is right and their effort level is there, they could beat and play with anybody, and that's good news for Ram fans.
VCU has only a handful of games left in the regular season. I think it's like five games left before the A-10 tournament coming up. So, and looking at the schedule, obviously starting with St. Louis tonight, a lot of those games are against teams that are midway, like VCU, in the A-10 standing. So how important is it for VCU to get a win tonight to get themselves in a better position for a higher seed in the upcoming A-10 tournament?
Well, I mean, every game, Jordan, is just enormous down the stretch. And you're right. I mean, they can, because when you play teams once, which in the unbalanced schedule that the A-10 is, you play some teams twice, you play a handful of teams once. When you get that victory over them, you essentially have a two-game lead in the standings, because if they are tied with you at the end, they do not get the tiebreaker. You get the tiebreaker, which means if you're battling for a number four seed with St. Louis, which can really happen because they are right there with VCU in the conference standings, VCU would get the nod as the number four seed and get that double bye going into Brooklyn, which is so important. Same thing with, coming down the stretch, Duquesne. That's another team that they're going to be battling for with that top seed or one of the top seeds. So there's really a whole lot of jockeying left to be done in the A-10 standings, and the stakes are really high for that, Jordan, because you'd ideally like to stay on the other side of the Dayton bracket just because they're so formidable, and you'd love to get them on Sunday in the championship game as opposed to have to run up against them in an earlier round.
We're talking to Robbie Robinson, the voice of the VCU Rams. And one quick one before we let you go, Robbie. What are some keys to the game tonight for VCU to come out on top on the road against St. Louis?
Jordan, the Rams have to match the Billikens' physicality. The Billikens aren't going to win anything on style points. This is an opposite team of Dayton in terms of their ability to score and their ability to get the ball up and down the floor. But they are going to try to be really physical against VCU. They're a little bit more like Rhode Island than they are the Dayton Flyers. And for VCU, that's been a bridge that's been a little bit far to cross in recent games, especially against Rhode Island, mainly Rhode Island. But if the Rams come out and can match their physicality, if they're not intimidated by what they're going to have to face down low against St. Louis, they've got some really good players. Travis Ford's an excellent coach, and he's going to have his team prepared. The Rams, I think, on paper match up pretty well. They're skilled, They're more skilled. I think they handle the ball better. They just, gosh, the mindset of this team is so important coming into the game tonight against St. Louis. That'll really be the difference. I feel like it's almost like when BC takes care of a lesser opponent, if they handle their own business, Jordan, I think they can get out of here with a big, hard-earned road win.
Well, that is good information to have. That is Robbie Robinson, voice of the VCU Rams. You can hear tonight's game here in Richmond on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and on Big 98.5 Country. Tip-off is set for 9 o'clock. You can also watch the game on TV on ESPN2. Robbie, thanks so much for your time, and enjoy the game tonight.
All right, thanks, Jordan. Have a great morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.